This week's podcast, one of my favorite athletes, Ironwoman guru, Brielle Cooper. How are you, Brielle?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. We're going to talk about empowered females in sport. We're going to talk about how you did Molokai. We're going to talk about being an Ironwoman, and we're going to talk about someone who's also studying. So you are definitely a busy person.
Yeah, I can't wait. Can't wait to talk all about it.
Let's go.
Welcome to the Body Science Podcast, bringing you everything you need, want, and should know about health, fitness, nutrition, and training. As always, the information contained in this podcast is for the information purposes only and is not designed to diagnose or be prescriptive to treat, prevent, or manage any injury, disease, or other health-related condition.
Welcome to Body Science, the house of fit, happy, and healthy. And with me, one of my favorite athletes, Brielle Cooper. How are you, Brielle?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. So, Brielle, you are Nutrigrain Ironwoman 2018 number one. Let's be honest. How do you compete in that swimwear? Well, for all of us out there that look at it and go, how do they do that? That cannot be comfortable. You're on your knees on a board. You're on a ski. You're swimming. You're running. Really?
There's a fair few wedges going on majority of the time. Try and fix that up as we're running through transition. But yeah, I must say, I hope they get good camera angles.
Yeah, I guess it's all for the cameras these days, isn't it? And as a young athlete, how's your journey come on? Because you got a wild card into the series. Is that how it all started for you?
Yeah, so I graduated high school in 2016 and I decided I wanted to be an Ironwoman. So put all my eggs in that basket and trained as hard as I possibly could. We had a sort of like, it was called the Summer of Surf. It was a qualifying series and they were taking six girls from that into the Ironwoman series. So I spent the summer trying my absolute hardest to get in there and I ended up finishing eighth. I had a fourth in one of the rounds, which I was absolutely stoked with because a lot of the Ironwomen were racing in that series. So I finished eighth and they were taking six. So I was a little bit disheartened and I ended up getting a wild card. I was 17 and I'd never really raced these girls in any kind of professional kind of aspect. And for me, that was definitely a shock. I went down to Cronulla in February in 2017. I raced my first Ironwoman race. It was a triple M shape. So we went in and out of the break 12 times on each discipline. It went for about an hour and a half. And I ended up almost getting lapped and coming last.
Yeah.
So that was a little bit of a downer for me. You know, I was so excited to be able to stand there in the pink togs, which was my childhood dream. And then to finish the race and come last, I was like, wow, I thought I was ready to race the girls. And by the end of that weekend, I think I finished 18th overall and there was 20 girls in the series. So for me, I stepped out and I was like, right, I'm definitely not ready to be here and I needed to work on that for next year. Mm-hmm. And for me in my head, I wanted to prove that I deserved that wild card and it wasn't just given to me as a little handout. So I spent the next winter working my ass off and trying as hard as I possibly could to get myself a spot into that series. And the following year, we didn't have a qualifying series. It was rather the Saturday-Sunday carnival. We trialed on the Saturday and if you got a spot, you got to race on the Sunday. So I went down for round one. It was at Queenscliff Beach in Sydney and I felt so prepared. Honestly, didn't think I could do anything more and I put my foot on the line and I got knocked out round one qualifying. So that was it. Day over and I wasn't going to get to race tomorrow. And I think for me, that was heartbreaking because I'd put everything to try and get there and I really wanted to prove, I think it was more to myself that I did deserve that wild card and I didn't come last for no reason. And then
people don't know, you don't get paid, do you? Like you, that's a bad luck thing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. If you don't, you miss out, you miss out. Yeah. So for me, that was a little bit heartbreaking and I had to go back and I knew I'd done the work. That was something I was really confident with. I knew that I let the pressure get to me. So I went back and I came home and worked on all the one percenters for 3 weeks. I just made sure I made no mistakes every single day. And then we went up to Coolum on the Sunshine Coast for round two. Same again, I had to qualify on the Saturday to make it through to the Sunday. And I actually qualified straight through on the Saturday, straight into round one. So I was like, awesome.
Yep.
This is good. I'm back. You know, I get to do what I love. I get to put the pink togs on and stand next to these girls that I've idolized for years growing up. I was just happy to be there, to be honest. Yep. I felt like I'd proved something to myself and people around me that I did deserve a spot and I was ready to race. So we did, we started with 20 girls and it was a M shape. So going in and out of the break every leg and we'd do one and then they'd drop 10. So if you're in the bottom 10, they were getting rid of you and they were actually doing it after each lap. So we'd do one swim and they'd pull the bottom two girls out.
I didn't even get a chance to.
Yeah. So it was quite cutthroat. They were, you know, people weren't even getting to finish an iron. They might've been pulled out after one swim. So for me, I think I actually was so excited and happy to be there that I was like, oh, this is awesome. I'm getting to do this again. So it doesn't matter what I do. I'm getting to do what I love. And I ended up getting through the first 10 and I was like, oh my gosh, this is my best result ever so far. Top 10. I'll take this. Like, this is awesome. And I actually ended up winning that round. I was 18 and I just missed out the one before and then came back and bounced back and won my first Ironwoman series race.
Yeah, nice. How'd that feel?
It was amazing. I actually can't even describe. Even week takes on. It's, you just can't comprehend. It's like, I've dreamt of this as a child and I've watched so many of my idols do it. To actually stand on top of the podium with everyone standing below and watching, it was just this best feeling ever.
And what type of things came to you after that? Like, there obviously a lot of media and things like that. Suddenly you became part
definitely.
Of that.
Yeah, definitely. And stuff I honestly hadn't done before, like interviews, and I go back and watch them now and I'm like, wow, I was terrible. And I think for me, it was also overwhelming. I'd gone from being quite bad and in my eyes, I wasn't up to scratch. And then all of a sudden I won this race and it all spun around so quickly. And then I actually went back to back. We went down and raced in Wollongong another 3 weeks later. And I think I just had this little bit of momentum. I was happy. I was excited. I qualified again on the Saturday and that was it. I won back to back. It was an eliminator format. So quite similar to the first one, we did three irons and they dropped eight girls after each one.
For those of us that haven't lay on the couch on a Sunday arvo to watch an Ironman or Ironwoman event, what's in it?
So we've got a swim leg, a board leg, a ski leg and a run. So the ski's like kayaking and the board's like lifeguard board paddling, if you've ever seen someone do that.
So have you ever, how many calories are you burning in an event? Do you track that? Is there a lot of sports science at that level at the moment?
No, not much sports science at the moment.
Okay. So when you're training, what's a training week look like for you?
So four swims a week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah. How far?
Then about 5 to 7 Ks, depending on what time of the season it is.
Yeah.
So about an hour and a half to 2 hours every morning. And then on a Wednesday and a Saturday morning, we do a big iron session. So we put all of our components together and train like we're going to race the series. And then of an afternoon, we'll do two board sessions on a Tuesday and a Thursday, and then three ski Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And then throughout the day, gym and running.
And how many sessions is that we're up to?
Oh, we're about almost three a day most days.
Wow. So how many hours a day are you training?
5 to 6.
So you're 20 years old, you're going to uni and you're training 5 to 6 hours a day and working.
Yes, I'm a busy girl.
Yeah, wow. So how does a day look for you when you get up? You obviously get up when it's dark.
Yeah, so I'll either get up and go swimming for an hour and a half to 2 hours, then I'll either go to the gym or go for a run, then straight to work or uni, and then back to training of an afternoon.
Wow, that's a big day.
It is a big day.
And all the girls are doing the same thing?
Yep, we're all pretty much doing the same. We've got to make a living and we've got to do what we love, and that's it. I genuinely love going to training and I love spending every afternoon at Curragh with my friends, and it's not just, that's what I love about this sport, yes. It's individual, but when we get to our Australian titles, it's all club based. We get to do these awesome team events, and every afternoon I go down to the beach. I've got a squad with kids from the age of 14 to masters of 60 year olds, and we all get to train together doing what we love every day.
You do a fair bit with the nippers, is that right?
Yeah, I love the nippers of our surf club. I was actually a nipper at Karawa and I'm still at Karawa now, so it's pretty cool for me. Like, I actually cleaned out my room over the weekend and found a trophy from when I was in under 11s.
No way.
Third age champion. So I've come a little way from then, and it's pretty cool to now see these kids get to do what I did as a kid at nippers, and it actually shows that, you know, stick with it and you might actually get into the series and live that dream that you see as a kid.
And is it a sport dominated by a lot of females in that those younger ages, or is it a male sport?
I reckon it's a bit of both. It's pretty cool. Like, I think the females tap into the professional series a fair bit earlier than the guys. Like, a lot of our, other than like the Kai Hurst, he tapped in, I think he was about 15.
Oh, he's a weapon.
He is amazing. And I was lucky, he was at Curragh when I was growing up and I got a lot of tips and tricks from him and things I still use today. And he actually came up and trained with us a few months ago, and it was so cool to see him back. And like, I idolized him as a kid. I was a little 10-year-old girl and Kai would give us our state packs, and you know, now I get to do what he did as well. So
you're doing all that type of thing too?
Yeah, it's awesome. Our kids go to Nipper State in about 2 weeks, so we'll go hand them out their Nipper packs, and it's so cool to see the smiles on their faces, because not that long ago that was me.
Yeah, nice. So when you're talking Iron Woman, why is it called Iron Woman? Is there some type of theory behind that?
To be honest, I'm not sure of the theory, but I reckon we're pretty tough.
Yeah.
We've got to work pretty hard. We've got to do four disciplines. We've got to master them all. And in those tricky surf conditions, you know, it might be dead flat or it could be 10 foot. And we've got to be able to handle ourselves in all of those all across the world.
And what are you? Do you like the smaller stuff or the big stuff?
Oh, I love the big stuff.
You love
That's
the big
my favorite.
Stuff?
Yeah. It's like a little adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
It's like you get out and you're like, yes, I'm out. I've done this.
So you're not only burning the calories from a physical perspective, you're also got the mental side of the sport. So let's not just add in an hour and a half of ins and outs and what you've been talking about, but big surf.
Yeah, definitely. And it is tricky. I think it's definitely something. I've been lucky enough to grow up at Curragh, so I was thrown in the deep end as a kid. And I was like, yep, you've got to try get out. I remember my very first ski session. So I'm quite a little girl. So jumping on a 20-foot ski in big surf is a little bit overwhelming. And, you know, everyone usually goes to their lake for the first few weeks until they can master actually sitting in their ski, because they're quite tippy. You just roll off the other side. And I remember remember my coach going to me, "We're going out today." And I was like, "Out on the lake?" And he was like, "No, out here at Kurrawa." And I was like, "Oh no." And it was about 4 foot and this huge shorey. I'd never sat in a ski in my life. And I remember sitting in and trying to learn to paddle, rolling upside down and eventually making it out just past the shore break. And then realizing that I had to get in.
Get back in.
Get back in. And that was, I think for me, being thrown in the deep end actually helped me. And it's now something I love about our sport. It gives me that adrenaline rush. And it's the reason I love to go to training, because every day is a different challenge. It's never the same. Every day is something different. It might be dead flat and we've got to work really hard the whole entire way around. Or the next day, you've got to be tactical and smart. Like this morning, I made a few mistakes. So when I go back this afternoon, I'll make sure that I execute those and don't do those mistakes again. And I'm continuously learning about the surf conditions and how I can do things better. And that's the bit I love about our sport.
Because it is one of those incredible sports. Like Pooley back at Burley a few months ago, just picking that line he picked, put him a lap in front of it. So it's amazing. You can train the house down and tick all your boxes. And on the day it comes down to, oh, I just read that surf better than somebody else.
Exactly. And it's you got one wave on the lap and someone else snuck around on the left. And you've got to hope that the luck comes back and gets you one day. And it's definitely got me. And then also I have got rolled a few times and ended up on the other side of my ski.
Hi, Paul here from Fat Burners Only, where we stock the entire body science range. We pride ourselves on giving you the best advice and best service. And we also offer free express shipping with no minimum spend. So if you love body science as much as we do, head over to fatburnersonly.com.au and check out the range.
What's a year look like for you when it comes to competitive weeks on the board, weeks on the beach, training? Like, are you a, is it 12 weeks all over? Is it a 52 week a year sport? What is it?
So we've got pretty long seasons at the moment. This last year, I did the Molokai Tuahu board paddle race, which is 52 kilometers. So you fly over to an island and then you paddle back through the Kauai Channel in Hawaii. So it's a pretty incredible experience, but it takes a lot of training and hard work. So
what type of work were you doing leading up to that?
So we did a 12 week prep and we were spending hours on the board out in the ocean. So we'd do, on Saturdays we'd get up to 4 hours. We'd still be swimming just as much just because it's that cross training, lots of running and even jumping on my ski, just because spending so much time on your board, it's nice to use the same muscles but just in a different way. So we did a 12 week prep for Molokai and then went over and raced that.
And what did that look like? What were you doing 4 to 5 hours a day on the board?
Yeah.
And that's
so not
a different
necessarily,
board to normal too, isn't it?
Yeah, not just on the board, because you actually get quite sore from being on the board all the time. We were spending a fair bit of time swimming, paddling in the flat, then paddling out in the runners, paddling on my ski, just trying to mix up training, especially in the winter because it is quite cold and it's quite lonely because there's not many people doing Molokai over in Australia. So it's quite a lonely time of the season and you've just got to get out there and suck it up. I would put my headphones in and just paddle for hours.
Because your partner in crime, yes, Matty B, he would be a little bit in front of you on those days, I'd assume.
He would be a fair
bit in front
of me.
Another weapon in Ironman. So did you guys trained a lot together?
Yeah. We did train a lot together and I was so lucky. 2 years ago, I'd never done Molokai and I was like, oh, this is a challenge. I'd won the series and I was like, I want to have a go. Like, I've watched the videos for years and years and I've always said to Mum, I want to do Molokai. And it's this crazy race. Like, the ocean out there is amazing.
What was it like being in the middle of that ocean? Like, I've spoken to a lot of guys like Whippet and stuff who've done it and they just go, you have no idea where you are. You see big things in the water. It's quite...
It is very confronting. You are out there. You've got a support boat next to you, but sometimes you can't see another paddler anywhere. And there's these monstrous swells coming from different directions as well, especially when you get close to the finish. They're bouncing back off the rock walls. And for me, my first year, I was incredibly overwhelmed. And I actually finished and I was physically exhausted. I never felt like that. It took me almost 6.5 hours. And Matt said, Brielle, that's the worst condition they've ever had for Molokai. And I was like, well, I've got to do it again. I've got to have another go and see how good I can get. And now I'd done it once. I was like, I want to get better. I want to do this next year. And so I went back in July 2019. And had another go and I ended up getting third I was almost an hour quicker.
Wow.
So we had great conditions and I think I'd done my prep a little better. The board is, so I paddle a 16-foot board, which our normal boards are only 10. So it's definitely a big difference and we use a maneuverable rudder. So they're actually quite hard to get used to. And I think my first year, I hadn't quite grasped the skill of it. Whereas by the second year, I felt a lot more comfortable catching the big runners. And there's some awesome photos. These people dropping down 16-foot boards on these huge waves, and they're the same size. Pretty cool.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Any close encounters in the water there?
I didn't have any, and I hope I don't ever do.
Yeah, that's a big one. I've heard there's some big things swim through there. So why does a 20-year-old female who's won a Nutrigrain Iron Woman want to go and paddle Molokai? Like, what made you want to do that?
I think for me, it's something I'd watched Matt and Paulie as well both do this. And
they both won it too, haven't they?
Yeah, so they've both won it. And Geordie Mercer, I'd watched her done it since she was about 16. And I'd just seen all this awesome footage of this channel, and I've always heard positive things about it and how it's the most incredible experience in your life. And I think I finished the series and I was like, I wanted more. I wanted a new challenge. I wanted something different. And for me, like, I love board paddling, but I'm definitely not the best at it. So for me, it was an opportunity to strengthen that as well. So, you know, I spent the winter board paddling, and I think it's over the last 2 years, it has definitely helped me. And I think that new challenge and something different was really nice.
Do you have those days where you wake up in the morning and go, I don't want to do this today, I'm not going to? Like, obviously you've got a busy, what'd you say? You train 50 weeks of a year or something. So there's not a lot of, I'm just going to lay around today and watch Netflix. So what gets you out of bed?
I genuinely love what I do.
Yeah.
I love going to swimming every morning. And I think in our sport, that's what a lot of people don't enjoy that aspect of it. But I've been swimming since I was 6 months old, and I honestly love it. I genuinely do. And I think for me, I want to get better, and I don't want to just win one series. I want to have a legacy in this sport, and I want to win three, and I want to keep going back and ticking these goals and get an Australian title, get a world title, maybe get a Coolangatta gold title. And for me, staying in bed isn't going to do that. And yes, some days it's like, I've just had enough. And yes, it's okay to have a day off every now and then. But for me, I genuinely enjoy what I do, and I want to get better, and I want to be the best in the business.
Wow, that's inspirational. So back to your season, you said you do Molokai.
Yes.
And then so that's a 12-week training block for you?
Yes.
Then you rip into what when you get back?
Well, this year I did the Coolangatta Gold for the first time. So that was a huge, big challenge for me. So that's 42 kilometres along the Gold Coast. So there's a 23-kilometre ski, 3.5-kilometre swim, and then a 6-kilometre board, and then a 7-kilometre run on the soft sand at the end.
Shoes in swimwear.
Yeah, for me, that was a huge challenge because the two biggest legs, the run and the ski, are probably my two weakest legs in the Iron Women series. So I had to turn around straight, came straight home from Molokai. I had a day off and was like, that's it. I'm going to put my head down. And I've worked on my ski paddling all off season because for me, that's probably been a huge weakness in my Iron Women series, and that's something I've really wanted to work on. I've got good skills, but I'm just not strong and powerful. So that was a huge focus of mine over the off season.
So what did you do to change that?
I've worked a lot in the gym and just lots of time on the ski. I hadn't really done the kilometers before. We were doing 20Ks on the ski Wednesdays and Saturdays, just trying to get those kilometers into my arms, which I'd never really done. So for me, I ended up finishing ninth. So I was really happy. I definitely think I'll go back and do it again.
Yeah, nice. Did you run in shoes or no shoes?
I did run in shoes. Put the shoes on. I think it definitely made a difference. I reckon my calves might have blown out otherwise.
No, it's a big run, isn't it? Somebody who runs with no shoes.
I think Courts runs with no shoes. Paulie ran with no shoes this year as well.
Yeah. Wow, he's a weapon too, isn't he?
Yes, he is. I'm lucky enough to train with him as well.
Yeah, because you train with the best of the best, don't you? Who's in your little squad that you hang out with?
Yeah, so I've got Tannen Linden, Matt Bevilacqua, Matt Poole. Ali Britton's just retired, so I had her for a little while. Bonnie Hancock's in our squad. So we've got a pretty awesome crew, and it's every day I get to train with the best in the business, and we have an awesome time. So I get to train with my sister. Like, it's not like going to training's a chore. It's actually fun and enjoyable. I get to hang out with my friends and we do the hard work, and then we finish and we get to have a chat.
And you've got a little up and kind of Connor Peabody coming through too.
Yes, Connor does train with us. He's a weapon. He did awesome in the Coolangatta Gold this year.
Yeah, he's going to be a force to be reckoned with in the future.
He will be a superstar.
So we've paddled for Hawaii. We've now trained for a 42 kilometre Coolangatta Gold?
Yes.
What's next?
Well, then
we're looking for things to tick off the box here.
5 weeks later, we turned around and started racing our Iron Woman series.
And that's a big one. That's the ultimate for you, is it? Like, that's the pinnacle, yeah?
Yeah, for me, I definitely, if I was to win anything else, I think I'd love to win another Iron Woman series. So we started racing that, and we just finished on end of January. So we had 5 rounds, including the Coolangatta Gold this year, which they haven't done before. So they added the gold into our series, which was pretty awesome because we had one of the best fields we've ever had before.
Oh, so you're training for a gold and training for your short course stuff at the same time.
Yeah, that was the biggest struggle for me as well because I had never done the Coolangatta Gold. I was going in blind. I didn't know what was going to happen, how it was going to pan out. And then less than 5 weeks later, we've got to turn around and start doing our sprinting. So that 5 weeks was really tricky in trying to train my body to start going fast again.
Who's managing your human performance, as in, hey, Brielle, maybe we're not going to do that because you want to achieve this and that, or are you just doing everything that comes up on your calendar?
At the moment, I'm trying to do everything that comes up on my calendar, especially with the Coolangatta Gold this year being a part of the series. We had the option to not do it, but for me, I'd never done it before. I'm 20 years old. I may as well have a go. And I always had intentions of doing it.
Yep.
So maybe not for another few years. But I think for me, I was like, well, I don't want to miss out on an opportunity. So for me, I'm definitely glad that I did it. And I think I will do it again.
Yeah, nice. Nice. It is one of the events the sport's known for, isn't it? Like, it's one of the big ones.
Yeah, it's awesome. It would be pretty cool to win one of them.
Yeah. What's it like having a boyfriend that's on the cereal box?
It is pretty special. I know. Pretty privileged.
You're pretty privileged.
Maybe he's privileged to be with me, actually. Something Let's spin around that way.
Yeah, something to throw darts at in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. And you guys, all your sessions together? Like, you train together all disciplines?
Yeah, pretty much. Swim together, board and ski together, a little bit of running together. He actually helped me a lot with the Coolangatta Gold because, for me, running was a huge weakness and something that I've just never done a lot of. So he stuck by my side and would make me come with him, and we'd go for a fair few runs together. So I'm very lucky to have someone like that beside me, and especially who's so experienced in the sport and willing to help me be the best athlete that I am as well.
Yeah, nice. I have seen you running the Mermaid Strip occasionally.
Yes, we did love that for our Coolangatta Gold prep. Thursday, 10 kilometres every Thursday, up and down the hedges.
Yep, it's a nice place to run though. So what's next for you? That's your season? That's your whole season map? No, you got the Aussies in there somewhere too.
Yeah, we've still got 10 more weeks to go.
10 more weeks, okay. Yep.
So we've got the Shannon Eckstein Shore and Partners Classic, one of our individual events with the most money for us. There's 20 grand on the...
So a chance to get some money.
Bit of a cyclone coming. So there might be a fair bit of swell, which I love. So I'm pretty excited to get down there and do that. It's pretty close to home for me as well. Northcliffe's just up the road from Currawa. So it's the surf I grew up in. So I'm very excited. And then we've got our state championships in 4 weeks and then Aussies in another 6.
Because you're a professional Ironman, do the state championships and the Aussies mean anything to you? Like, is there a real passion there to succeed? Or is that like, that's that ground zero real... Where are we at here?
For me, I love the team aspect of state. Like, in the Ironman and Ironwoman series, we go down, we sit under the tent, we put our headphones on, we warm up, we go out and we race, and I'm lucky enough to sit there and then I get to watch Matt, and that makes me so excited. I get that team aspect. Whereas when we do the normal clubby carnivals, you get to go down there, you sit in the tent with everyone from your surf club, you do team events, you do we've got this lifesaver relay. It includes a boat, a runner, a board paddler, a ski paddler, a swimmer from all different age groups around your whole entire surf club. We've got Taplins. There's actually a mixed board rescue this weekend at Shannon's race. So that's the stuff that I love, is going and doing those team events with the people that you train with every single day. It's the enjoyment side of our sport.
Yeah, nice. And that's a chance for you to give back to the sport as well?
Yeah, definitely. I've had the opportunities. As a kid, I got to do these open Taplins when I was 16 and I wasn't that good and I'd get knocked around. But these open girls took me under their wing and I got to experience that racing and how amazing these open girls are now. And it's so cool for us to be able to bring my sister into our Taplin team this year, which is so cool. And we actually won a board relay a few years ago at the Australian titles in Perth in under 19s with my sister. And there's not many people that get to say they've done that. So that side of the sport is something I genuinely love. And I think the state titles and the Aussies really bring that side out of the team side.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Whey Ultra, a 100% whey advanced performance protein designed for results. The ultimate in post-workout nutrition, Whey Ultra boasts a 4x whey protein matrix of peptides, isolates and concentrate, is loaded with BCAAs and EAAs, and is rapidly absorbed for maximum recovery and lean muscle growth. It's enhanced with prebiotics, probiotics, and 5 digestive enzymes, plus is free from soy, gluten, added sugar, artificial flavors and sweeteners, and every batch is banned substance tested. Everything your body needs for recovery, nothing you don't.
So you're 20 years old. Have we finished your season? Because it's gone on for a long time.
Well,
we had 10 weeks of states and Aussies.
Yep, and then we're done.
We're done.
Yes.
So what's that like, 9 days off?
Well, I think this year I'm going to take a little break. I might skip out on Molokai. And then I think if the gold's included in the series, that will definitely be a focus for me. I've done it now and I know what I'm getting myself into. So trying to work on these weaknesses and overcome the challenges I faced doing it the first time and try and do it better this year.
And for those people who don't know, let's just talk about the sport and the backing of it. There's not a lot of corporate behind it. Like, you're not like a traditional rugby league player or a team sport player that's got a salary and a salary cap. You're pretty much self-funding your way through all of this.
Yeah, so we've got my surf club looks after me, sponsors, and then winning prize money. That's how we make our money. So yeah, still have to go to work and make a little bit of money. But yeah, we're very lucky. I'm lucky to do what I do every day and live my childhood.
I know, it's really nice of you to smile and say that. But you talked about you win prize money. Where do you get to win prize money?
So we win prize money in the Ironwoman series, the Coolangatta Gold. There's a great carnival at Maroochydore. They put prize money on over Australia Day weekend, this Shannon Eckstein clinic on the weekend. We get to win money there. And then, yeah, that's about it really. Our Australian titles, they don't have money on it, either do our state title.
Okay, so it is a sport of love.
It is definitely definitely a sport of love. You've got to love what you do. Otherwise, we spend a lot of time out there on our own, swimming and ski paddling. And I think you've got to enjoy it to do it.
And so let's talk about the mental side of the sport. What do you do for yourself to keep that process of feeling good about being in the sport? Because it's really easy to lose yourself in sport, as you know. It's you have highs and lows. You win a couple, you lose. Well, you won a series early and then you had a loss. And like, how do you pick yourself up every day? And for those people out there that struggle with life, what is it that you can give us that is a motivator for you? Like, do you have any little rituals you do in the morning? Do you have any things that you're thankful for and processes you do?
I think for me this year, I've definitely struggled the most because I went into the season feeling the best I ever had. Like after doing the Coolangatta Gold, I felt so strong and fit and I'd improved all these weaknesses. And for me, this has been my worst series since I have won. So that was a little bit of a struggle for me. In the last round, I actually finished last. And I remember finishing and being like, I've put my heart and soul into this and done everything I possibly can to be the best. And I've come out at the bottom. And I think for me, I had to sit down and look at it and be like, look at the big year I've had. Look at what else I've achieved in the last 3 years and turn it around. And I am so lucky. For me, I focus on surrounding myself with good people.
Yeah.
And that's something that I don't think I'd be able to do what I do every single day without that. Like my family and Matt, my coaches, everyone at the surf club, that positive reinforcement every day. So yes, you have days where I wake up and I'm like, I don't want to go swimming today. But having Matt there being like, all right, come on, we're going to go. And then it goes the other way. He's like, Brelle, I don't want to go today. And it's like, you know, you look at it and you've got to remember the positives about it and why you love it and why you do normally want to get up every single day. And I think for me, definitely having that group of supportive people that also know what I want to achieve and when it's okay to have a day off or, yep, that's fine. Let's take a week away and see what, reassess what we're going to do and then come back and take it on, open a new page of your chapter and go again.
So when it comes to that side, that mental health side, what are you doing from a physical perspective to keep your body in tune? So you're training a lot of hours and a lot of sessions a day. Are you basically living at the physios? Do you own a chiropractic studio or something, or are you Pilates instructor? What's happening here?
So at the moment, I'm weekly massages, recovery massage center in Miami. They look after us and we hang out there a fair bit. And then just making sure at the moment I'm trying to work on eating enough to make sure that I'm getting it all in and staying on top of that side of stuff, making sure I'm not getting sick. So lots of vitamins, supplements to make sure that I'm on top of everything as I possibly can.
Yeah, nice. Brielle is a team member of Body Science. You've been here a few years now, haven't you?
Yeah, I have been since maybe 3 years now, maybe more,
yeah,
4 years.
One of our power female athletes that we love having on board. Brielle, for those people out there, like what subs are you using at the moment?
So I live off the BCAAs every day. Put that in my drink bottle straight away in the morning because for me, replacing those essential amino acids is vital to surviving to the end of the day. And then the whey protein, obviously I'm trying to put everything I can back into my body, but just making sure that I am getting enough protein every single day and the multivitamin as well, keeping that immunity up, making sure that I'm not getting too low and I don't want to be getting sick, especially with our busy program. I can't afford to be having weeks or days off training. And then the snacks, I love the protein balls. They're so good to have in my bag after training.
Yeah, they're one of my favorites too. So as a young female athlete, have you got any advice for any young girls that are, because it's so good to see that sports everyone now, you know, like there's the whole days of male dominated anything have gone, you know, like you can play any sport you want now, except
yeah,
guys probably struggle to play all men's netball. I don't know if you can do that yet. Can you?
I'm Does not anyone sure.
Know? Yeah. Wow.
I definitely know
Swinging
there's a
the
fair
pendulum
few
the
mixed,
other way there. I know there's a lot
teams.
Of mixed stuff. So what advice have you got for any young female? Because I'm not just talking about go and do it in life school. I'm talking about, you know, you've taken on a sport. You've had to win to make money. You've got a couple of little corporate sponsors now that make a little difference. But we're not talking like other sports, are we? Like, what advice have you got for young girls coming through sport?
I think find a sport that you genuinely love and you do for love. You don't get up every morning or you don't go to training because you have to.
Yep.
You go because you love it. And then for me, finding the right coaches and mentors is definitely a big thing and making sure they've got the same ideas as you. So if you want to win Nine Women Series example, or you want to make the Matilda soccer team, make sure that your coaches have the same ideas and goals as you so they can help you get there. And then surrounding yourself with the best support group you possibly can, because on your down days, they're going to be the people that help you get up.
Yeah, nice. And have you got a lot of female peers from Elite Sport that you chat with regularly now these days?
Yeah, I do. I chat with Courtney Hancock, Harriet Brown, especially within my sport a lot of the time, because like I was doing the Coolangatta Gold, I spoke to Courtney Courtney because I was like, Courtney, I have no idea what I'm getting myself into here. She's won it three times and she said, it's going to hurt, but it's going to be okay. Like, you'll be fine. And, you know, it's nice to have the people in my sport, especially who I can go to and being like, I just need help. And it's so nice that we are competitors, but we're willing to do that. And for me, it's so awesome to like turn on the news now and like Ash Barty and the tennis. Like, I know the basketball team just made the Olympics. Yep. It's so cool to see all of that and be inspired by the women and doing amazing things in our sport.
Nice. Do you think the name Iron Woman supports the sport?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think we do. We do the same thing as the guys, and that's what's pretty cool with our sport as well. Like, we've had equal prize money for a very long time. And
it's good to see a sport do that too.
It's awesome. And we do the same distances. We do the same races. Anything they do, we do. So we are very lucky to be in a sport that supports that and have the same opportunities as them.
Nice. And have you got any extreme sports stuff coming into play? Like, obviously, Matt's done some stuff that's just off the charts stupid.
Yeah, I don't intend on taking on any shippies ways yet.
You don't?
I think I might just
You said you like the big stuff, though. You threw it out there early.
I do love the big stuff, but that might be getting a little bit too far out of reach for me, I think. I might just watch from the hill.
So he's leading the way when it comes to he's winning Molokai's. He's won, Ironman Series. He's won the gold. How do you compete with that when you two go out together? Who are people coming to talk to?
Well.
And he is on a box of cereal.
I know. Maybe I need a box. Maybe we could sort that out.
Yeah, I reckon you should be on a box of cereal too.
Yeah, let's get that going.
Get Brielle on a box of cereal, everyone.
Well, I think.
We should bring a box of cereal out if no one will do it and just do it ourselves.
Yeah, we'll make our own cereal. Yeah, exactly. We'll top his. Make sure it tastes better or something. Well, actually, it was funny because last year I beat him in the series, I think. I got fifth and he got seventh. This year he's top me, so I'm going to have to let him take it for a little while. But maybe next year. It'd be nice if we could both win again. It's nice to share the love around. It's awesome. It's so lucky because our friends are so supportive of what we do and we hang out with like-minded people. And it's so nice at home because we both do the same thing. We experience the same problems. And it's really nice to have that person to bounce off. If you are having a bad day, you can be like, you can let loose and talk to someone about it and they're not going to judge you.
Nice. Let's have a talk about some of the people supporting you. Obviously, we've been a supporter. We're on the front of your swimwear. We love that. Like, you're a massive part of who we want to be in sport. You've got Griffith Uni supporting you as well?
Yes, I do. I've started my primary school teaching degree at the start of last year and I'm loving it. So they're definitely looking after me and I'm very supportive of you guys and appreciate what you do for me.
We know you do. You always say thank you. We like that. Big white smile, big white teeth smile behind that. So Griffith Uni, that's my uni. So I'm really happy to hear you going there. That's another tick in my box. Who else is Engine?
Yeah, Engine Swimwear. They've supported me for a few years now and I'm very grateful for everything they do because every day I've got to be in togs, goggles, cap, got to be decked out. So I'm very lucky. And the surf club, Karawa, they look after me as well. I've been there for a very long time now. I've spent most of my career there other than 12 months. I've been there since I was 8 years old. So I'm very lucky to have them behind me and they definitely help me achieve my dreams. I work in the office there, so they look after me in that aspect as well.
Oh, so they also tolerate you always being an athlete?
Yes, they do tolerate.
As much as I love athletes, it's really hard when you're an employer.
Yes, we are hard work and they are very good to me, so I'm very lucky.
That's gold. Who else is looking after you?
Dolphin Surfcraft, Waterman Store. They're just in Burleigh here as well. They look after all my gear and sort me out and make sure I've got the best in the business.
Couple of legends own that brand.
Yes, they do. Very lucky to have the best in the business there.
Yeah, and it's good to see Gold Coast brands supporting Gold Coast athletes.
Yeah, definitely. I've actually grown up here on the Gold Coast and I think, don't quote me on it, but I think I might be the only Gold Coast born and bred Iron Woman. Move up here to train, but I'm from here. Born
I reckon
and bred.
You should claim that. I reckon put that out there.
Yeah, Gold Coast born and bred, I reckon.
Nice.
Probably the only one.
Good. Have you got a favourite athlete in the world and that type of stuff?
No, I don't. I love to pull from everyone. I like this aspect of you and this aspect of you and I want to be like that. That's probably my like. Definitely, I can't ever pinpoint one person that I want to be like. I'm like, I like this aspect of you and I want to use that from you. Don't just have my one person.
So you're like a little Pinterest pinboard type person, are you?
My head has a Pinterest pinboard of a lot of different athletes in there. I want to have this aspect of you and maybe a little bit of height one day. I'm not sure that'll ever come.
A little bit of height. I did ask you if you'd grown taller this morning.
No. I definitely don't think so.
Look, you're one of the great athletes on the Gold Coast, our only Iron Woman Gold Coast born.
We'll claim it today.
Yeah, let's claim it. I'm really glad that you've been part of our brand. You've bought some really cool, funky parts, some great imagery. You've done a lot of really good stuff in the sport with us, and it's been a great journey, and I hope it continues for a long time.
Thank you very much. I hope it continues for a long time as well.
Not a problem. Anyone wants to follow Brielle, what's your Insta account?
Brielle Cooper. Simple.
That's two L's?
Yes, two L's.
No dashes, just straight up?
No dashes.
I congratulate you on that. because most people I talk to have double underscores and dots. And
I'm a bit unique. Not many people call Brielle.
Yeah, nice. Any website or anything?
No website.
No website. So they just catch you on Insta?
Yes.
Yeah. Stay on Insta, people. Brielle, thanks for coming on board. I hope that you kill it in the Iron Woman next year.
Thank you. I hope so too.
Let's go get it. Thanks.
Today's podcast was brought to you by our partners in Fit, Happy and Healthy, ASN, Nutrition Warehouse, DY Discount Vitamins, Fat Burners Only, Evelyn Fay, Mr. Supplement, or find a retailer online at bodyscience.com.au/retailers.